Chapter 4. On the Road to Riches. Lucky's first priority was letting Taj know that he carried out the heist perfectly. He called Tressa several times, but she was never home, so he took it upon himself to take care of some of Taj's business, with Taj's share of the money. He paid Taj's lawyer $17,750 that was owed to him, and of course he got a receipt for it. He put a bankroll on Taj's books to hold him over so he could live comfortably in jail. Not only did he supply Taj with money, he supplied Taj with an ounce of uncut dope, heroin, and paid a deputy to take it into Taj so Taj could make some money while in jail. Lucky dropped a letter to Taj, and Taj wrote back and told Lucky what time to catch Tressa at home, as well as informed Tressa that Lucky would be calling her. He also gave Tressa Lucky's number and told her to call him ASAP. Tressa wasn't going to call Lucky. She had enough of trying to get money from dudes that owed her brother, and she did not feel like playing the money game. She had been through it time and time again with so many other people who claimed to be cool with her brother. In her eyes, this was no different. When Lucky was locked up, he had always adored Tressa's mannerisms. Every Sunday night, once visitation was over, he would always replay in his mind Tressa's princess wave, the kind of wave that only Miss America would give when riding on the top of a convertible in a parade. Every single Sunday, while Lucky's mother was visiting him, Tressa was visiting Taj. Lucky could not keep his eyes off of Tressa. She was the prettiest thing he'd ever laid eyes on. In addition, when she'd make a few phone calls for him on her three-way, he loved the proper way that she spoke. Lucky touched base with Tressa a few times.